Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Enfield Chen.
Hey, race fans, this is Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I'm your host, Enfield Chen, and I've got a good show for you tonight. I have about 2 weeks worth of catching up to do with you guys because I haven't had the chance to do the show in 2 weeks. But that's because we were really, really busy with the ARCA Racing Series, Matt Krzyzewski racing and testing, so I had to kind of do all that, and we were testing there at Kentucky and Kansas, and then we raced at Kentucky as well. So yeah, we was a busy 2 weeks for us, and Kentucky and Kansas were actually two tracks that I had never been to before. So it was really nice to be able to cross them off the good old bucket list, which I did. And I got to tell you, I had a really good time at Kentucky, and I got to know the place inside and out. I had the pleasure of meeting Mark Knapp, who's actually the track electrician of 16 years. He took me on a really, really cool tour of the entire track inside and out. We went around the infield. We went around the track itself on the golf cart. Got pictures in every turn. I'm standing in turn one, thumbs up, you know. Turn two, three, and four, and he told me all these kinds of different things about the track, like the banking of the track itself is only like 3-4 inches, back stretch is 4 inches of banking, and the front stretch is only 7 inches of banking, and all the turns at the track are 14 inches of banking, so that was cool. I didn't know that. And then, I told him a little bit about what I'm doing with the NASCAR Campground Network, and I'll get into that in just a little bit. But he took me to all the campgrounds on the site, and it was really nice because there was nobody there. Hardly anybody there at that point, I should say. And he took me to the campground. One campground is called Millionaire's Row, and there's like electric hookups and all that good stuff. And it's he gave me like ballpark estimates on what it would cost to have one of those spots. So if you're interested, it's about $800 a year, give or take, to have a spot at Millionaire's Row. It's right outside the front stretch, so it's a good spot to be in and still have a lot of access to the track. There's another campground there called Hawks Landing, and he said that's about $300 or $400 a year, but it has no hookups, and it's a more subdued and quiet campground, and it's really good for like families with kids and things like that. And then they have Ponderosa Campground, where all the craziness happens, and they actually have that campground located in the back, kind of far from everything else, so that what crazy stays there. It's really crazy, so I'm definitely wanting to check that one out next year. There's lakeside camping with electric and hookups, and wasn't sure about the pricing on that one, so you just kind of call the track itself, and they'll give you more information. The backstretch has camping, but it's just along the backstretch itself, kind of like spots where you could pull RVs in, and it's pretty. They had that at Rockingham, and I saw that firsthand. We actually stayed there when we did the Rockingham thing a couple of years ago, and that was a really cool day. You got a really good view up there. So the track itself actually sits on 1,700 acres of land, which is a huge, huge space. The campgrounds, like I said, they're located behind the grandstands. So mostly all the camping is done that way. And you'll have access to all of the, haulers, the Fanatics tent now and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I want to thank Mark Knapp, the track electrician, 16 years there, so he knew his stuff. Good stuff. And then, we went to Kansas last week for a test session, and we drove there. And we drove halfway across the country, not for nothing. Just drove 2 days there, tested for about 8 hours, 9 to 5, and then we drove back. Really didn't get to see too much, but I did get to see the Golden Gate Arch. The Golden Gate Arch. The Gateway Arch in St. Louis, and I had never seen that before in person. Of course, we couldn't stop because we had the truck and the 40-something foot trailer, so it wasn't like we could actually like make a detour or anything. But I did get to see it from the highway, got some pretty good pictures of it, posted that. So yeah, I had a good time, and we will be actually going back out to Kansas in a couple weeks to do the race with Matt Krzyzewski driving. He's doing really well. Is really looking forward to, finishing up this season in the top in the championship for the Super Speedway Championship points. He's in the lead. So if he can just, you know, get a good finish next week, of course we're going to go for the win, but if he can get a good finish when we head out to Kansas again, he's got it, and it's going to be a big deal for him. So I'm really excited for him because he's kind of, this is the first year that he's done a lot of racing in the ARCA series. Usually he's only done the Super Speedways, but he stepped it up, and he's doing really, really well. So we're really proud of him. And so that's it. That's why I have not been able to do this show for the past couple weeks, and sorry. But I'm back now, and I want to talk to you guys a little bit about what else I got going on. It's the NASCAR Campground Network. Now, the NASCAR Campground Network, they're a company that started at the beginning of this year, and they're doing things the right way. And what I mean by that is they are affiliated with a lot of different campgrounds and five-star resort areas all across the United States and up in Canada. So they got all those relationships established, and they kind of contacted me a couple months ago about, you know, maybe doing some blog posting for them because they want to build up their website. And I'm one of a few blog posters that send stuff to them, and they put it up on their blog site, and it's exclusive. Whatever I send to them goes up on their blog site only, and I'll send people kind of promote that people go over there and check it out. Mainly I write about kind of stuff that you will not see at the track, you won't see on TV, things that have to happen in order for the show to go on, so to say. So it's really cool. I like it. It's all about getting the inside scoop, kind of what I do, and they're just kind of giving me a new platform to do it on. But the NCN, they have a lot of good benefits that'll really get a race fan will really, really like it. Especially if you're an outdoors kind of person, if you do all those outdoorsy things. That stuff's kind of new to me. I will tell you a little story. I mean, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. It's not exactly like we have campgrounds out there. You know what I mean? But before I moved to North Carolina, several years before I moved to North Carolina, I had a boyfriend, ex-boyfriend now. and he was an outdoorsy guy from Pennsylvania. And he liked doing all that stuff. And I didn't. I never grew up going camping or any of that stuff. Never did it. And as a matter of fact, I don't feel comfortable in the woods at all. I mean, I usually stop where the tree line starts, and I just won't go in the woods because that's a place where you go to die. And I won't go. I will get lost. I can't. I won't do it. So it freaks me out. But anyway, he managed to get me to agree to go camping with him this one time. One time. He would go all the way up to the Catskills and in upstate New York, and he's setting up this tent, and I'm looking at it like it's a tent. I'm not sleeping on the floor. Well, he pulls out this mattress, whatever it was, right? Okay. It's like the middle of September, and it was freezing up there. I mean, it was cold. And I had my dog Bowser at the time. He was a little guy. I lasted 2 hours in that tent. 2 hours. I mean, the cooking over the campfire, that was kind of cool. The food was good, but sleeping in the tent with the noises of the raccoons and whatever the hell else was out there, that ain't for me. And there was signs all over the place saying, like, don't leave your food around because there's bears around the area. I'm like, who does this? This is like coming here to die. I'm not doing this. So I, like I said, I lasted about 2 hours in there. I was freezing. Bowser was freezing. I had a Dodge Daytona little car at the time. It was white. And that's where I slept. I says, you know what? We could do the cooking. You could have the tent and all that other stuff that comes with this. I'm made for, like, hotels or something like that. I went into the car. Me and Bowser put the heat on, and we slept pretty well. Plus, a bear is not getting in my car. Anyway, so that was my experience camping, which wasn't much, to say the least. But the benefits of the NASCAR Campground Network is really making me rethink and wanting to try this again the way they do it. But if you become a member of the NASCAR Campground Network, you'll receive a lot of benefits. Now, you'll receive a discounted camping up to 50% at public parks nationwide. You'll get camping at private member-only resorts nationwide, and those places are nice. I've seen some pictures, and I spoke to the president of the NASCAR Campground Network, and he told me a lot of cool things that they do there. Now, a lot of these tracks, they're deemed NASCAR race parks, which means that even if you're not at the track, but if you're at one of these NASCAR race parks, you'll be able to watch the race on Sunday on a giant screen TV, or it might even be like a projection kind of thing, and you'll get to do that and tailgate in this campground with other race fans, and it'll kind of sort of be like you're at the race, but not. And it's a lot. It's a good price to do that at, and it's a good way for you to kind of get away with your family. Now, they'll also have special at-track camping packages with race access, and that's where I would hopefully come in. That's what we're talking about. If everything goes well next year, and I'm hoping that it does, keep your fingers crossed, the NASCAR Campground Network will have a bigger presence at the racetrack in the campgrounds, and we'll get to do some pretty cool stuff, and I'll, you know, kind of be involved with all of that, and we'll, you know, do stuff with race fans, contests, and this, and I'll maybe even be able to bring some people into the garage and kind of let them meet their favorite drivers and whatnot. And I'm even working on a fact where I will be able to get some of the drivers to come on out to the campgrounds and do some stuff with us out there. So looking forward to it. Got a lot of big plans in the works, so keep your fingers crossed. But aside from that, there, just being a member, like I said, gives you a lot of benefits. You'll get special offers from their NASCAR partners and businesses. You'll save money at Lionel NASCAR discount collectibles, and you'll get discounts on diecasts. You can get 25% off at the NASCAR Racing Experience, which is, you know, you'll get in a real race car at a real tracks that the NASCAR guys go around, and you'll get to see what that's like for yourself. You'll get 10 to 25% off at hundreds of hunting destinations providers worldwide. So it's not just, you know, in the campgrounds, and that they have a lot of discounts that you can get with outdoorsy kind of things like these hunting lodges and stuff. They have deep sea fishing charters and providers that they have affiliations with, and you'll get 10 to 20% off there. And you'll 10 to 25% off hundreds of fishing lodges, guides, and outfitters world. So that's really, really cool for the outdoorsy guy. And there's so many of you guys out there. You'll get 10 to 20% off shooting ranges and archery ranges. So all that fun stuff. And if you're into like scubas, you could even save money so you could save hundreds actually of premier scuba providers. Now the NASCAR Campground Network has an online reservation system, which is really cool, and it makes it personal. It makes it a lot quicker to book your reservations. They also have an online directory, so you can just kind of put in where you're going to be going, and you'll find a campground that's affiliated, and you'll save a lot of money on just by booking there. So, yeah, they have a customer service line from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. East Coast time, and it's 7 days a week. All of that is listed on the NASCAR Campground Network on www.nascarcampgroundnetwork.com. Now, normally, a membership for all four regions, meaning they have memberships in each region. They've divided the United States into four regions, Northeast, Southeast, Northwest, Southwest. They even have campgrounds up in Canada. So you can buy membership to one of those, or you can get the whole thing if you're going to be traveling all over the place. And it kind of makes sense to do that. Why not go all over? But for all four regions, the usual price is $99, $99.99 to become a member of the campground for a year. Well, if you put the discount code InfieldGen in at checkout, you're going to get $20 off. So it'll only be $79.99. And let me tell you, you're going to save way more than $79.99 the first time you use any of these benefits of becoming a member. So definitely worth looking into, especially if you're going to be at the couple of the races next year. You're going to have a lot of fun, and you might even be able to hang out with me. So visit www.nascarcampgroundnetwork.com. All right. So this segment of the show has been brought to you by racegear.com. If you're the kind of race fan who loves memorabilia from all your favorite NASCAR drivers and teams, then you gotta check out racegear.com. It's a one-stop shop for all your racing necessities and indulgences. They've got everything you can get it all with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. They even have some autographed diecasts too, so check that out. The prices on this are really good. They're very, very reasonable, and if you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, you're going to get an additional 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go on over and check out racegear.com. You'll be glad you did. All right, so now it's time for a few burning hot topics in NASCAR. Jimmy Johnson, what can you say? It came down to a $5 part failure that put the six-time champion out of contention in only the second round of the chase. He had an axle seal that failed. That must be heartbreaking for those guys. I mean, I know how hard those guys work. You could see it when you're at the track and you see them working. They're always so focused, you know. But, I mean, that just goes to show you that, you know, everybody's complaining about the chase, this, that, and the other thing. Oh, we don't like it's rigged or whatever, you know, you hear it, but it could come down to a $5 part failure that'll put someone that you think is a shoo-in for the race, put him right out of contention, as it did for Jimmy Johnson. So, tough deal for them, but I'm sure they'll make it up for the rest of this year, and we'll see what they can do next year. Now, Justin Allgaier looks like he may be out of a ride next year, as it was announced that Clint Bowyer will join Harry Scott Motorsports. This has been spoken about quite a while, but again, I haven't been on in 2 weeks. So, and since Michael Annette is bringing Pilot and all their delicious coffee as a sponsor, he's secure there. So it's an unsure future for Justin right now. However, the team also fields cars in the NASCAR Xfinity Series and in the NASCAR K&N Series, so that may be an option for him. I'm sure he'll figure it all out. Now, in other news, Tony Stewart made the official announcement that he's going to retire and give up the wheel after the 2016 season. I mean, I don't know, but I am sure that there were a lot of mixed emotions that led to Tony's decision. But, you know, he's a smart man who is more than capable of making decisions for himself, and he's going to do what feels right for him. Now, if you take a look at his career and all that he's accomplished, I don't think that there's anything else that he can do in this sport to top what he's already achieved. So he is retiring as a champ and as an extraordinary competitor. I wish him well, and I'm sure that we're going to see him again in some fashion. But I'll tell you this, I will put all my money that I have on him not becoming an announcer in 2017. His, let's say, estranged love affair with the media kind of tells me that he won't be in the booth. But we have one more year with Tony and his number 14, so let's see what he does with his last season. You know, I could go on about what's going on in the NASCAR news and all that good stuff, but, you know, it's done on every other racing radio show, and I kind of like to talk about, like, just a couple of the big topics that piqued my interest. But as far as everything else, I'm going to leave that to the pros, like, you know, Dave Moody and Doug Rice. You know, those, love those guys, and they do a great job. So, yeah, make sure you tune into their shows, too. Good stuff. Well, for me, that's what's hot this week, and I'll do it again next week, and we'll see what's hot and talk-worthy then. So this segment has been brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. How would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you will have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do just that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like yourself achieve financial freedom. Imagine what that feels like. No more having to worry if you'll have what you need for those rainy days. Now, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC have helped thousands of their clients achieve the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. That's a big deal. They've helped me for several years, and I really can't see myself without them. You shouldn't either, so visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a consultation. It was definitely one of the best decisions I ever made, and it can be the best decision that you ever make, too. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. And, you know, mention Infield Gen, you might get a discount. So, I have been getting bombarded in a good way with a lot of race fans that want me to turn them into sponsors. And I am more than happy to do it. We only have a couple, we have a few races left in this chase season. And my fan in the stand, well, my Infield Gen fan sponsorship program is doing really well. So, my Infield Gen Race Fan Sponsorship Program, what is it? Well, I'll tell you. I could turn the average race fan into a team sponsor, and a lot of people just don't know how easy it is to do that. Well, I have programs designed. I call them the red packages and the blue packages. All the information is listed on infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. This sponsorship here, it's affordable. It allows race teams to get some of the things that they need, because every dime helps. And it allows fans to say, be able to say that, yeah, I'm a team sponsor. And they get to kind of go into the garages and meet their favorite drivers and just have the best time that they've ever had at the racetrack. So if you want to do it, it's really affordable and the packages are limited. So check it out and sign up as quick as you can. If you want to go to one of the races that are in the remaining 2015 season, that's Infield Gen's fan sponsorship program. It's really cool, and you can find out the details on www.infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. You can even go on the homepage of my website, infieldgen.com, scroll down, and you'll see a little box that says Infield Gen Fan Sponsorship. click on that and it'll also take you to the same page. So just read through the page. I've listed I have a list of commonly asked questions, and just read through it all and just let me know when I can make you a team sponsor too. Infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. It's good stuff. And, you know, I have my dedicated fan in the stand reporter program, where a race fan that wants to go to the races as my eyes and ears can do that. I'll send you some garage passes and you'll send you to the track on a mission. They get to report back to me and send me pictures and information from the track all weekend long. It gets posted up on my social media and my website. And everybody kind of gets to follow along with that. So you get to kind of get a sense that you're there too with them. And they get to meet all their favorite drivers as well. So I got quite a few programs in place that'll help teams, and it'll help you become, you know, a familiar face with your favorite drivers. You can't beat that. So check it out. Now I want to talk to you about racefansrock.com. It's my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. And that means you. I have customizable profiles. You sign up for free. Signing up is quick and easy, by the way. But yeah, once you're a member, you have the ability to customize your profile picture, cover picture, all that good stuff. It's safe. We do not allow any spammy accounts. As a matter of fact, I had to delete two of them today, and I don't really understand how they were able to do that, but that's okay. That's why I have my web designer, David Allen, who does a great job at keeping up with the Joneses on that and monitoring it very, very well. But yeah, it's a safe community. We do not allow any kind of nudity, lewd, or anything like that. It's a racing community. We're there to talk about racing, and it's centered around that. For anything else, you know, you got your other social media sites to do that, so you can do that there. But if you want to sit there and talk about racing and you want to meet people that are interested in racing, then racefansrock.com is the site for you. We have the ability, when you post to when you make a status post on RaceFansRock, you can also post that to Facebook and Twitter. You can create blogs, you can create groups and events, and interact with the racing community. Now, I have live chat rooms set up for every driver in the top three series. So you could go there and just click on a driver's name, go to the chat section, click on a driver's name, and boom, you're in their chat room. And you never know when that driver, who is verified when he or she joins, you never know when they'll stop in there and talk with their fans in real time. That's the best part about these chat rooms. It's real live time. I love it. That's my favorite feature of RaceFansRock.com. And we are going to continue implementing new stuff all the time. RaceFansRock.com is growing in leaps and bounds every week, and it's really cool to see those numbers rise. Now, I want to welcome our newest members, Michael Jacobs, Angelina Yang, Mark Benson, and Jack Elgin. Since we launched on April 6th this year, we're over 224,000 page views and interactions. So what does that tell you? You know, it's awesome. We got over 274 members right now, and between those 274 members, we've had over 224,000 page views and interactions. It's growing every week, so definitely check it out and join. Now, this RaceFansRock.com segment has been brought to you by Tate's Cleaning Services. If you're in the North Carolina area or any of the surrounding areas, make sure you contact Tate's Cleaning Services first for all your home or office needs. Cleaning needs. It doesn't matter how big of a mess you made. Tate's Cleaning Services will clean it up and make it sparkle again like new in no time at all. I trust them with my home, and believe me when I say my bath and hounds make it pretty stinky sometimes, and it can make it pretty dirty. With they shed like there's tumbleweeds in the living room, and I could sweep every day. It doesn't matter. But yeah, Tate's Cleaning Services really helps out, and they do an excellent job every single time. And as you see, they're pet-friendly, so that's always good. They're fully licensed and insured, so trust and call Tate's Cleaning Services to book your appointment today. Visit them on Facebook, / Tate's Cleaning Services. That's T-A-T-E-S, Cleaning Services. You can email them at northcarolinamade@gmail.com, or you can call them directly at 763-269-1919. Make sure that you mention that you heard about them from me, Infield Gen, because, you will receive a discount. I'm getting good at giving out discounts, ain't I? But, yeah, I absolutely guarantee that you will love Tate's Cleaning Services as much as I do. All right. It is time to find out who's in it, and who is driving what this weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series has the weekend off, so they'll be out living it up, maybe even on the golf courses somewhere. And, you know, a little birdie told me, you may want to check out Empire Racing. I got word that they have some big news brewing, so I'm excited to see what Sean Corr and the guys out there cooking up. So, yeah, check them out, empireracing.com. All right, moving on to the Xfinity Series. There are 40 cars on the entry list for Friday's Drive for the Cure 300 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Couple notes is Josh Rome will be in the number 13. Eric Jones returns to the Joe Gibbs Racing number 20. Brad Keselowski will be pulling double duty in his in the number 22 for Penske. The number 25 is going to be piloted by John West Townley. And good job, John West Townley, on winning that race last week. Good job in the Truck Series. TJ Bell returns to the number 26. Brendan Poole is going to be in the number 42. Casey Kane will pilot the number 88 for Junior Motorsports. And Ryan Truex, will run his second race in the number 98. Now, the drive for the Cure 300 at Charlotte Motor Speedway is set to start on Friday night, October 9th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and that will be aired on NBC. And now, drum roll, please. On to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The Bank of America 500 race at Charlotte Motor Speedway shows 45 teams on the list. There's only 43 spots, so two guys will be going home. Now, we're going to have Ryan Blaney in the 21 for the Wood Brothers, Josh Wise in the 32 for Go Green Racing, Alex Kennedy will be in the number 33 for Circle Sport, Timmy Hill will be in the number 62, Michael McDowell in the number 95, and Reed Sorensen in the number 98. Now, the drivers that are going to need to be in the top 36 in speed because they have no provisionals available to them, which means that they're the lowest in owner's points. That will be Timmy Hill in the number 62, who's 45th in owner's points, and Michael McDowell in the number 95, who's 44th in owner's points. Now, drivers that would miss the race if qualifying is canceled, meaning that they have the least amount of race attempts this year, would be Michael McDowell in the 95 with only 16 attempts, and Ryan Blaney in the 21 with only 14 attempts. So good luck to those guys. Hope it don't rain, and I hope they have some speed. Now, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Bank of America 500 at Charlotte Motor Speedway is set to start on Saturday night, October 10th at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. Now, if you're not at the track this weekend, don't worry. I'm going to be there. You can just send me your questions and requests, and I'll fulfill them all week long. But if you're not able to catch the action, that's okay. Just grab a seat on my social sofa in my live social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com. You can keep in touch with me and continue sending me those questions and requests all week long. Like I said, I will be at Charlotte Motor Speedway this weekend, both days, and I will be there with my camera, and I will have my recorder, and I'll have my cell phone, and everything that I could do to help you get those requests filled. So send them on over to me, infilgen, whatever way you like to use social media, email, whatever it is. Now, you can still connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/infilgenfanpage and www.facebook.com/racefansrock. Now, my personal page on Facebook has reached that 5,000 friend limit, so Facebook's cut me off, which really, really sucks. It's kind of difficult for me to add people on there. I actually have like over 170 people sitting in the queue that want to be friends with me, and believe me, I would love to add you all too, but thanks to Facebook, I can't. So please don't be mad at me. A couple of people were. I was like, it's not my fault. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, my God. But I have to wait till somebody actually deletes me or deletes their account that was a friend of mine, and when a space opens up, I can fill it. So I'm trying. But, you know, it's another reason why racefansrock.com is a better social community, because I don't have any limits on anything like that. You can be friends with as many people as you want on racefansrock.com. So click over and join. All right, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at InfieldGen, and I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and more as InfieldGen. Not that difficult to find me on there. So make sure you visit my website, InfieldGen.com, on a daily basis, and check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results. That includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports for every single race. Make sure that you check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, post-race audio interviews straight from the media centers at each and every racetrack, different teams' press releases. I am having a lot more PR people from different teams across all the series send me their direct press releases that you never get to see anywhere else. So, yeah, check that out. They're all up there. You'll check out, you'll see photos from my dedicated fan and the stand reporters every weekend and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldGen.com. And then, you know, show some love, click over the merchandise tab that I got, and get yourself some Infield Gen gear. I got some cool stuff. And I think it would be, like, knock my socks off if I was just walking at the track and seen some random person wearing an Infield Gen shirt. I would die. But we'll see. Well, I'm almost out of time for tonight's show, and I want to thank all the race fans who allowed me to turn them into sponsors this week, and hopefully I can add your name to that list next week. It's a really cool program that I got, and a ton of people are just thrilled to have been able to do it. So, yeah, check it out. Sign up. Once again, I want to send out a huge shout-out to RaceGear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, for their continued support, and a huge thank you to Tate's Cleaning Services for really helping me keep a clean home. And to each and every one of you guys who tuned in, I hope you all enjoy this weekend's races at Charlotte Motor Speedway. I know I will. And I will post a ton of pictures to keep all my peoples updated with the inside scoop straight from the track. I cannot wait for this weekend. And I'm also going to be writing a new blog post, which I'll be sending over to the NASCAR Campground Network, and you'll be able to check that out on their blog section exclusively. I can't say enough of good things about the NASCAR Campground Network, and I really hope that you'll take a minute and head over to their website, NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. Check them out. All right, and, you know, yeah, like I said, I'm not the only blog writer on there, so, yeah, click on their blog section on a regular basis to read exclusive articles written just for the NASCAR Campground Network. And, again, check out all the benefits about becoming a member so I can see you and hang out with you at a NASCAR racetrack next year. Become a member today, and do not forget to include my name, Infield Gen, at checkout and receive a $20 discount on your yearly membership. We're going to have so much fun with the NASCAR Campground Network. And I don't know about you, but I really can't wait. Well, thanks once again for tuning in tonight, and we will get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, have a great week, and I'll catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, RaceFansRock.com. Good night.